This podcast is a part of the Blueberry Network. You can find this and other great podcasts at blueberry.com. That's blueberry with no E's .com.
Theater Geeks is a production of the Dufour Creative Network.
Okay, this is a good topic. I have much to say on this
So let's not waste
topic.
It. Right. Here we go.
Okay. I'm John Schaub.
Here we go.
Hi, I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Schaub.
I'm Marcia Fulmer, and we are Theater Geeks.
Hey, welcome to Theater Geeks, the podcast about community theater and the performing arts. We are talking today about ticket prices. And are ticket prices too darned high or too darned low? And how do you decide? And I guess, what do we start with? Are they too high?
Marcia.
Yeah, well, okay.
Marcia yeah. had the big
no,
opinion.
No, I'm
here
really
a minute
sorry.
Ago.
This is a very kind of a sore subject because I'm all for our particular area here. At least raising ticket prices here by a couple of dollars.
Yeah.
Because everybody else in this area is at least $5, if not more, ahead on ticket prices than we are.
Okay.
Than this particular group.
For a limited time only, okay. Our theater is offering tickets at a lower price.
I think it makes a difference. But then by the same token, you have this. Well, you get what you pay for, and if it's really cheap, it's not going to be very good.
Yeah,
which is a crock.
Yeah,
you
it
know,
is usually yeah.
because we are the cheapest and are the least expensive. I don't like cheap.
Right.
We're the least expensive, and we many times are the best. And I say that objectively.
Right. Well, the thing
as
is,
objectively as I can.
The thing is, yeah, and the ticket price. Relationship to quality in terms of community theater is there's it's really kind of a thin argument there because ultimately it's all community theater, so the actors are generally not being paid, so it's not like you're paying more for the actors' quality,
no,
you know, necessarily. But I take your point. I mean, theater, you know, costs are going up for all community theaters right now.
And they're terrible. And, yeah. and then particularly where this one is situated, you have people that if you want to get good people and they come out and audition mm-hmm. and they're going to drive back and forth and back and forth and maybe put 50, 75 miles a week at least. And with the price of gas going up, this mm-hmm. is something they figure in. Can they afford to do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not saying that we would cover the gas prices, but you just kind of have to look at it like maybe our ticket prices should be a little bit higher. I think we give really good rates to students, to seniors, to groups.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still lower than anybody else by at least $5.
Right. And I, just as a performer and a director in community theater, I like to see the theater make money. If I'm putting the time in, even
right.
if I'm not making any money, mm-hmm. I'd like to know that, okay, we're not just, you know, breaking even with the show, mm-hmm. you know, even when it, you know, I like to see the theater progress in yeah. that regard.
But it's a fact that you cannot support a theater strictly on ticket sales.
Right.
Not There's
usually,
no way, no matter what you yeah. charge,
mm-hmm.
you can't support it. But at least it should be enough to break even or add a little to cover the expenses of a show.
Mm-hmm.
And like musicals, which are much more expensive, royalty-wise, costumes, set, everything to put on, should be a decent bit higher than regular.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting here disagreeing because that's all I really can do. I mean, I don't want to necessarily talk about my theater in particular, but you know, there comes a point though where you have to say there needs to be a cap though on the
right.
the price. I mean, I feel that way about Broadway too. I mean, I kind of feel like sometimes they've just gotten a little out of control, and we've had that discussion in the past.
Sure.
Whoa.
But you know, so where do you finally cap off to the point where people stop coming too?
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, in my particular theater, our particular theater, we've kept the ticket prices low because, to be honest, our community got pretty hard hit during the recession,
right.
yeah.
and we still want people to attend. We're still producing great theater at even at a low cost, but yeah, our profit margin isn't as high as it could be. Even at a not-for-profit organization, doesn't mean that you can't make a profit. It just means that we're set up to not necessarily have to make a profit.
Right.
But it's nice when we do. Yeah. So, you know, it's like,
well, and the more you make at the box office, the less of your other income you're spending.
I mean,
that's the other thing. But the thing, and What's I don't even really know what an average price is in this area or in the Midwest for tickets.
Yeah, maybe in the Midwest, I don't know. Right now for community theater in our particular region, it looks like the average price is about $18 for a musical.
For an adult. Full price adult.
Right. Now some community theaters are charging more. Some are like around 20. Some are charging less, you know, but just about everybody in the area, except for our theater, is charging about 18 for a musical.
Yeah. No.
And, right. And I think at least you should be on a level with the other groups, you know.
Right.
Do you think people think they're paying, they're going to get a better show if they pay more money? I mean, you go to Broadway, you're going to pay $300 for a ticket. You're going to see a better show.
Yeah, I'm paying
that's not true. But a fair comparison, because you can check many ways about the quality of a show before you put down $135 for a ticket.
Sure.
You know, and here you're just coming in on blind faith.
But I mean,
I know they're good and they've done well in the past, so we're going to take a flyer.
Yeah.
But after a while, if you see, crap. You just go, I'm not willing to put down that money anymore and take a chance that I'm going to see a good show.
But if you think, I'm paying $18 to see a show over here, but only $15 to see a show over here, so I'm going to start going to see the $18 show because they must be doing better.
And
they never come to see other shows, then they're not going to know that there's better shows.
If I know a ticket price is going to be $100 or $135 or something, though, there's a difference where I'm going to say, well, I would expect it to be something really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm going to pay that kind of price. But I think your $3 is not a big deal. No.
No. No. It isn't.
I mean, it's only a big deal if you're buying 10 tickets or, you know, something like that.
And if you're buying 10 tickets, usually you can get a discount.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
most
right.
theaters will have a group discount for 10 or more.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because even in Chicago, the theater prices are going up, up, up.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to see a first run national tour in Chicago, you're going to pay at least close to $100.
Yeah.
Oh, or more.
Or more.
Depends on where you want your seat.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it depends on the show.
If you want to sit in nosebleed heaven, maybe you can get a cheap seat. Well, a cheap seat today is not cheap.
Yeah, and even at the professional level, non-musicals are cheaper than musicals.
Yeah,
so it's going to
vary.
But let's throw a hypothetical out there. You're a theater that is charging less than the market, and it's time to raise the price.
Right.
You still have to communicate to your audience why you're doing it.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of you get loyalty issues. I've been coming here for 30 years, and you do is jack up the prices.
No, that's not true. And they, you know, your audience, if they've been coming here for 30 years, they know that you have not been jacking up the prices every couple of years.
Right.
Whereas everything else has been going up.
Sure.
And we have tried. We just say to the patrons and the audience members, we have tried as much as possible to keep ticket prices at a pre-war level kind of thing.
Right.
You know, but now with costs for lumber and material and we find it necessary to increase our prices slightly, but they are in keeping with tickets for the rest of our kind of theater in this area. They understand. It's not like gas prices where you jump them 25 cents a gallon every other week.
Right.
You know?
What does it cost to go to a movie?
I don't know. I haven't been to a movie forever.
Yeah, I have.
$7 or $8, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
3D's more,
in,
of course.
In California, it's $15 to go to a movie.
So,
hello.
So $18 for a live show isn't
that
much,
not
right?
Bad. Plus what you have to pay for popcorn in the movies.
Oh, there you go. Now, one of the things you can do to kind of, you know, when you raise prices or if you have a price that some people maybe don't care much for, you can sort of soften that blow because you can make up for it with a season ticket offer.
Right. And that's, yeah. that's sure. I mean, a season ticket is always the best bet for almost any theater. If you love going to that theater, it's your best bet because you're always getting a reduction on your on the rate of the ticket.
And it benefits the theater because then they get some operating money early in the season and you know, they can use it, invest it, or, you know, there's some advantages to the theater to being able to sell a package like that to a large number of the audience.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it you know, that's, I think that's one of the ways that you communicate it. I mean, you said, you know, we're raising prices, but
season tickets, here's the obviously season ticket. Is the best way for an audience member, as you say, someone who comes here regularly, to go.
Yeah.
I think, but even so, I still think you've got to be in the same ballpark with the surrounding competition, kind of, or people begin to wonder, well, how come they can charge this and you're only charging that? Does that mean, you know, you're skimping on your production quality or
But I think
what?
It's interesting. I will say that, you know, we've kept our ticket prices here in our theater the same for a long time. And I think people are beginning to realize that we have strong quality in our theater. And this year, I think because of the ticket prices staying the same and they've realized we have strong quality, our season ticket purchases have gone up this year.
That's great.
So, you know, and so, you know, maybe this is, and when do you change prices? You know, maybe is this the time now because people now know that our quality is strong? Maybe this is the time to raise a price because it's like the season tickets are strong, the quality is strong, and people understand the two are going together so that they would be more willing to pay because they know they're getting a strong performance when they come see the show. You know, so it's just a tough one, you know, and with the economy, you still want to make sure people can afford to come see it.
Yes, you do.
That's, you know, and we, of course, you know, ticket prices do vary for different types of shows as well. So our musicals are more expensive than our plays, which are more expensive than our youth theater productions. At the same time, we try not to pull the quality on any of those productions. So even though the ticket prices are less on the youth theater, we try and do them at a full staged value, and so we may not make as much, but you're still seeing a strong quality show.
Right.
Are there ways, like when you raise a price of a theater ticket to add value to that ticket without adding cost? And what I'm thinking of is, like, you're offering maybe a different, you know, ticket prices go up, but this year we're offering, you know, beer and wine in the lobby. I mean, you're offering some special kind of an additional element that makes the theater experience better, but doesn't cost us very much.
Well, yeah. I mean, there are some people who do that. There are some organizations that will offer, like, you know, if you are, especially if you're a season ticket holder, for example, because we appreciate season ticket holders. You know, if you know, we might give you one free drink a show, or if you're a patron and you're patron, meaning if you're a donor at a certain level, maybe you get, I don't know, free coffee mugs.
Oh, I don't know.
You know, a picture of the theater.
VIP seating.
Yeah, VIP seating.
Don't have to stand in line.
Yeah. So there are ways of enticing people.
That's right. Yeah, then that's kind of what
I'm thinking. That may be
some other
things.
Of course, there's also ways of just, you know, adding, you know, as part of the ticket, you also get, you know, some kind of cross promotion with a restaurant or something like that could be part of that as well. But I'm just thinking, you know, there's other ways to make the experience more valuable.
Yeah,
without
cross promotion
really costing,
actually is a great way of doing that. So you keep your ticket price, you know, even if your ticket price is a little bit higher. I know that locally, Three Rivers Community Players, for example, has a relationship with one of the local Mexican restaurants. And so they have, like, the Mexican restaurant has evening specials so that, you know, if you go there, you eat, it's a little bit less expensive. It goes a little, you can get it quickly, and then you can get to the theater quickly.
Right.
So, you know, and so, and then the theater, I don't know if they give a free ad or something like that in the program, but they make it, it's a nice relationship. And at the same time, then, you know, the ticket prices, I don't know if it helps the ticket price or not, but at least it's a nice relationship that you have.
And it gets your name out there a little more.
Yeah.
Box lunch.
Box lunch.
Box lunch.
Box lunch.
Good, Dave. Okay. Always love to hear the audience chowing down while you're performing.
So here we're like a rattling paper.
Yeah. I think candy papers are bad.
Yeah.
We're talking about ticket prices, but, you know, another concept is, what about free shows?
Well, that's another issue. Sometimes we do free shows various reasons,
yeah,
promotional purposes, PR purposes.
Knowing all the time that, of course, you have to pay a royalty even if you do a free
right.
show.
Yeah. Or a show in a park, you know, amphitheater type production, whatever, right. something like that.
So really, when you do a free show, it's not free you're actually paying money out of your own pocket to do the show.
You just have to be very careful that you know what the payoff is. Now, we all do community theater, and it's part of a mission to, bring theater to the community,
sure.
and that's really why we're here. But it's also this, there's an aspect of participating in theater, but it really ought to be worthwhile from the standpoint of future audience development.
Yeah. Right. And I think that's where it comes down,
And there's a difference between free, which means we pay for everything.
Yeah.
Than to have something that's underwritten but is free to the public.
Right.
Well,
so there's all kinds
yeah.
of free,
Right.
Well, free tickets as opposed to, we've done, a variety of things like that.
Sure.
Where we get that. I mean, we sell our house as a kind of in a block for special audiences that then give the tickets away.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And to like an employee group or a club or something like
that. And we've had special performances where the performance itself, like you said, was actually underwritten. Maybe a certain portion of that we still pay out of pocket, but the event itself was underwritten. And so for us to give the tickets away, the issue that comes up for me is, of course, if it's a performance of a show that is on your season, so you need to make money on the season, but you're also having a free show. What do you do if people decide they don't want to buy the tickets, but they want to come to the free show?
That's
so
right.
then you start to go, oh my gosh, what have I done to myself? Have I ruined it? And has the public relations been important enough? The outreach into the community, was that important enough that it's okay for us to lose a little bit of money on the show?
Well, I think that in those kinds of things, you have to be careful. And first of all, not be shy about doing a little promotion before and after the show.
Right.
Before and after the free show so that people know where it came from.
Mm-hmm. And lots of brochures and photos, a lot more where that came from.
Right. That kind of thing. So I think that's an important aspect.
And make sure people understand why you're giving the free performance. I think that's also another, it's like, this is not just because we want to do a free show. This is because we're giving back to the community for this reason.
Just lugging our set around from place to place is no easy thing.
Especially if it's not in your theater. Yeah, if your free performance
is
off-site.
We're just a group of traveling players.
Oh, God.
So you need to make the audiences aware that this is the reason why you're doing a free performance. And that we usually it's because we appreciate living in this community. We appreciate what this group of people have done or what you have done for us. Mm-hmm. And so we are trying to give back to you at this moment,
Right.
So the ticket is free, but hey folks, we still expect you to come see a show at some point.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
So, don't be shy about raising your ticket prices.
Well, and I think
reasonably.
Well, so I think you jump up
$10 would not be good.
I think that people in the arts a lot of times also underestimate their own value in terms of saying, oh well, people won't really pay that much to come. Well, if it's a good show, if your product is good, you shouldn't be shy about raising that price. Within reason, within whatever the market value is. And, I think that's
critical. Knowing the nature of your show. I mean, if you're doing, for example, a staged reading, I don't know that you should charge $18 for a staged reading.
Because it doesn't cost you that much.
It doesn't require that.
Doesn't.
But, if you're doing a musical, you want to make sure that you're charging at a price that allows you to pay for everything that you're putting on the stage.
Right.
And again, as we talked about, still make a profit, because even if you're a not-for-profit,
you still have to bring in some income.
Right.
And you don't do anybody any favors if you don't charge enough and go out of business. I mean, you've got to survive, or else the arts aren't there at all.
And you still got to reiterate, though, what Marcia said, which is that in the long run, though, you cannot look at your ticket price as the way to run your theater.
No.
Your ticket price cannot be the only way you make money, especially in a not-for-profit organization.
Nope.
You've got to have reach outs into the community. You've got to be getting in-kind contributions. You have to be getting donations from your membership. And you have to be writing grants and asking for money that way as well. That's the only way. Because you can't ask your ticket price to pay for everything.
Right,
you just can't.
Right. No. And if you're doing a free show, I don't think you should be shy about asking for donations, even when the show's free.
If you can. Not all the time, because sometimes the underwriters won't allow that to happen.
Right, right, that's true. But
this is on the other hand, we don't want anybody to pay.
Well, let me just point this out, that there is a theater, not a community theater per se, it's a summer theater, but it just recently went not for profit, which means if somebody donates to them, they can take a deduction.
Correct.
And at the end of every performance, at their door, when people are going out, cast members are standing there with buckets, and they are taking in a ton of money.
Yeah.
And this is from people that are paying twice what our ticket price is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's another way to do it. And there it's not go. For a specific thing like Equity Fights AIDS. When those shows come through, you know, you always throw in
this
the
is
pot.
Just,
right.
This is just
begging.
Yeah.
It's exactly. begging.
It's begging.
Well, you know.
And I pointed that out to the artistic director, and he said, well, it's a great way to make money. We take $500 or $600 a week in off of that.
And we've known for years that theater people, all theater people, are pretty much shameless.
Yep.
That's right.
Well, very shameless.
Chris, the other side of that, as one of our friends has said as well, is that you can ask often, but you also have to thank pretty profusely too.
Oh,
And if there is that personal warmth coming back for giving money, that goes a long way to keeping that going. And, you know, whether it's in your ticket price or whether it's in donations. So anyway, we've gotten a little off the track. So I think it's time to wrap up this episode. It is, I want to make sure that everybody knows that they should come to our store where they can buy
Teddy bears, hats, and coffee mugs.
There you go. And some other stuff that rhymes with teddy bear. And the we can also, it's theatergeeks.com/store. If you have ideas for future episodes, that topics that you'd like us to approach, please contact us via the website. You can listen to Theater Geeks at the website at theatergeeks.com or via iTunes, your favorite podcatcher. Please subscribe. We're also at the Blueberry Network. That's BLUBRRY, Blueberry with no E. com, and you can also see a lot of other great podcasts there on all manner of topics. But please subscribe is the way to. By subscribing, you will not miss a single episode, and there are a lot of episodes not to be missed. We are
we're getting pretty.
We just got a lot of stuff there anyway. Yeah, look at them and download them and run around and listen to them on your iPod while you're running. So there you go. That's all from us. What else do we? That's what I usually say here.
No.
I think goodbye.
Have I left something out?
No.
I think you're good.
Lord,
I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Schaup.
I'm Marcia Fulmer, and we are Theater Geeks.
Music for Theater Geeks was provided by MusicAlley.com.
Hi, this is Dave Dufour once again reminding you to listen to our newest podcast in the Dufour Creative Network, Thriller Thursday. Every Thursday we talk thrillers, thriller movies, thriller books, and everything of note in the thriller sphere. So tune in every Thursday, obviously, with Thriller Thursday with Larry D. Thompson and Vicki Thompson and me.